Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to 360 Podcast. Militants get closer to Baghdad, and a top Benghazi suspect is captured. Let's get started. ISIS forces and Sunni militants continued their advance closer to Baghdad today, attacking the city of Bakuba, less than 40 miles north of the capital. The push into Bakuba is another troubling sign for Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who's seen over the past week his military unable to stop the militants' advances. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are fleeing the fighting. On this road, leading from Tikrit to Kurdish-controlled regions, entire families took whatever possessions they could, even livestock, and left. Maliki and Shia clerics have called on ordinary Iraqis to take up arms against the militants, and thousands of Shia have responded. This video, uploaded to YouTube, claims to show hundreds of Shia in Najaf signing up to fight. CNN cannot independently verify the video. On a Baghdad street, we met one young man selling shoes. He says he has already signed up to fight. On God's will, he says, Iraq will be stabilized, and we shall stay as a thorn in their eye. We will be victorious. We don't need any U.S. occupation or Iran. We don't need any Arab country. Us Iraqis are heroes. But with the fighting, concerns the sectarian divide is deepening. New signs of possible sectarian killings. Days after videos uploaded by ISIS claimed to show mass killings of Shia, nearly four dozen Sunni prisoners at a jail in Bakuba were killed as militants besieged the city. According to a local health official, they were shot to death at close range. Allegations they were killed by Iraqi police were denied by authorities, which blamed the deaths on shelling by ISIS. Also in Baghdad, another troubling sign.
Four bodies were found today in a largely Shia neighborhood. They'd apparently been shot at very close range. Now, it's not clear if this is an isolated incident or this is a sign of rising sectarian violence. At the height of the sectarian killings here in Baghdad in 2006, 2007, sometimes there'd be dozens of bodies every day that would be discovered, often with signs of torture, hands bound, sometimes holes drilled into their heads.
There was more bloodshed in Baghdad today. A car bomb exploded in the predominantly Shia neighborhood of Sadr City, one of just six bombs detonated in Baghdad today.
So we're out here shooting. We've just gotten word that there is a blast not too far from here, about a 5 or 10 minute drive. We're not sure what sort of a device it was. We believe it was some sort of a roadside device. Several days ago, there was an actual person with a suicide vest who detonated themselves. We're told that at least, this is early reports, three people are dead, a number of others are wounded. We're still trying to gather more information. Normally, we would rush to the scene, but in Baghdad, that is a very dangerous thing to do. Often, there are secondary devices timed to explode 10, 20, 30 minutes after the first device, so that any security personnel or first responders who go to try to help those who have been wounded and killed, they get killed in that secondary device. We're going to hang back and try to gather more information. But it's just a sign of just how dangerous things are in Baghdad these days.